When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
7 o'clock on the nose on a Tuesday, and you know what that means during football season. It's time to talk to our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. He is he's back from Hawaii. How was your Hawaiian vacation, Ross Tucker, calling football games?
If by vacation you mean landing Thursday night at 10:30,
yep,
meeting with both teams Friday,
yeah,
having dinner, and then after the game Saturday, flying from Honolulu to Phoenix, Phoenix to Philly, driving from Philly home. I think I traveled maybe 30 hours of the 50 some hours. I think I was actually like technically traveling. So I did not actually see, I did see the ocean. I did see the beach. I didn't spend any time there, but for dinner, the play-by-play guy and his wife, they were overlooking the ocean. I was facing the other direction.
Oh, well, you know where you stand with the network. you're facing a wall, and they're facing out to
the
ocean.
You know what? He was there with his wife, and they deserved it. And you know what? So funny. Seth might appreciate this. In fact, when Seth and I met up recently, I probably said this. The seating facing the wall, I mean, facing the ocean was like like you're in a booth.
Yeah.
I can't do that. That kills my back. I have to be in a chair so I can lean back ever so slightly for my back. So I am actually the one that jumped. I acted like I was being very chivalrous and accommodating, but really it was entirely selfish for my back.
Ah, gotcha.
That's good, too. As your play-by-play guy and his wife were there kind of also, you know, having a nice little romantic vacation getaway, like a working vacation too. Did you try to insert yourself into? You were like, "Hey, what are you guys doing? Are you going for horseback rides? Can I go?
I know.
I'll go." And like you end up riding on the same horse as your play-by-play partner. Did you ruin the romantic getaway?
What's so funny about that is I knew his wife was there, right?
Yeah.
So when we're at the meetings with the UNLV coaches in the hotel and the Hawaii coach at their facility, I don't say anything about dinner that night because I know his wife's there. You know what I mean? Like, or his wife was coming or whatever.
Yeah.
So he said, "You want to go dinner with us tonight?" And I was like, "Are you sure, man?" And he's like, "Yeah, why not?" So I even asked my wife, I'm like, "Babe, should I just say no?" Like, he's probably just asking me because he's trying to be nice because he knows I'm there by myself. I don't really want to be the third wheel. She's like, "I don't know. He asked you." So I literally text him. I'm like, "I don't want to be the third wheel." He's like, "You won't at all." I'm like, "Okay, cool. I'm in."
And it was good? And you guys had a good time?
And it was great, yes. Good. They had a delicious IPA from Bend, Oregon. I may have had a couple of those. The food was good. I'll tell you what. Little known secret. People go to Hawaii for like the weather, which is amazing. They know food out there.
Yeah, it's good.
Like
food.
The chicken, I don't know how to describe the chicken, but it was good. They're big pork people, and so am I. It was delicious. Hawaii is, I said this on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, Hawaii is good at food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They have luau's for a reason there, Ross. You know, they like to show that off, for sure.
I thought it was just for, like, the fire guy and the dancing girls and the ladies. I didn't know it was really for the food.
Oh, the Mai Tais and the pig. Absolutely. So, Ross, what did you think? Did you get a second gander at the Houston Texans on national TV this weekend? What did you think of what are your thoughts coming away from the Texans-Lions game on Sunday night?
I got a lot, I guess. First of all, definitely the right decision to move Scruggs to left guard and put Patterson in at center.
Okay.
Definitely. That was much better. So that's a positive.
Mm-hmm.
The defense getting all those turnovers was a positive, although some of those I felt like were gifts from Goff.
Yep.
Ultimately, I'm just a little bit concerned about C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
You know, we had talked about earlier how, you know, it felt like he was beat down a little bit because the offensive line, the protection was so bad. But, like, you look at the interceptions he threw that were very costly in this game, the pocket was fine. I mean, he had plenty of time. There was no excuse for either one of those interceptions. And ultimately, everything that the game could have been if they won kind of was the opposite because they lost and the way they lost. Yeah. Now, who knows? You know, maybe they'll use this and say, hey, look, we can play with anybody. We can beat anybody. But I don't know. To have that kind of lead and then blow it in the manner they did, I guess in my mind, it makes me think, okay, they're not there yet. CJ's not there yet. They're not there yet, where I really think that they have a chance when we get to January. I mean, yeah, I'm sure they'll still win the division. Mm-hmm. They might even win a playoff game. But do I think they're going to beat the Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, or even Steelers in the playoffs? No, I don't. And in fact, I'm not even sure they're better than the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
So it went from me thinking earlier in the year that they were one of the four big time teams in the AFC. I'm just not feeling that right now.
I get the one big thing, Ross, and I think maybe just because we don't want to make excuses or anything when you're trying to look at the team objectively, but the huge, huge detail is, okay, with Will Anderson and Nico Collins out there, and you know, understanding the defense for the most part until the dam finally broke was doing a great job in that game. What does just the mere presence of Nico Collins or Will Anderson make you feel any different about that if they both come back healthy?
You know what, Seth? It's a really good point. And yes, it does, because I think they probably win that game if they have both those guys, because I think they don't settle for the field goals they settled for, because Nico probably makes a play. And then defensively, you know, they probably make one more play on defense because of Will Anderson. I think that's a very, very fair point, especially with how well Danielle Hunter was playing against the backup left tackle for the Lions, Skipper. I think that's a good point. They probably win that game. And listen, those are two of their, what, five best players? I mean,
oh yeah,
like
yeah.
If you're that's a fair point that I wasn't thinking of. It's funny because I just went back and watched it. And I wasn't remembering, oh, yeah, Nico didn't play, and neither did Will Anderson. That probably – those guys gives them a chance to be as good as the other teams we're talking about. Those guys probably make it so that, in my mind at least, in the power rankings, they're probably right there with the Steelers, right ahead of the Chargers. I still don't put them there with the Chiefs, Bills, and Ravens. I'll tell you why. Late in the game, in a playoff game, I'm taking Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson over C.J. Stroud any day of the week right now. I just am, the way C.J. looks. Whereas I think Stroud's probably on the same level as Herbert in that regard. And, you know, Russell Wilson's playing well as well. But, you know, there's other three guys who are like MVP candidates every year. Mm-hmm. Which is why their teams are so good, and CJ's not playing like that this year.
Yeah, and that's why I try to wonder, if I play the hypothetical game, I try to think, all right, well, look, Pat Mahomes, by the time Tyreek Hill left the Chiefs, Pat Mahomes was polished enough to withstand that, you know, and he was a bona fide true veteran quarterback. I wonder with guys like, well, Tua Tagovailoa, with or without Tyreek Hill, as a young quarterback, you see a big difference. With CJ, I just wonder, all right, year two is a tough year, no matter how good a quarterback you are, to lose your best receiving option. And I'm trying to look through it through that lens. And I guess the big question, though, that we all still have is, all right, Andy Reid was a known really good offensive coordinator already. Here, we don't know that about Bobby Slowick. And with or without Nico Collins, is Bobby Slowick actually the offensive coordinator who's best suited to really develop C.J. Stroud into being a genuine veteran NFL quarterback?
Well, and so what's interesting about that is the shine is coming off of Slowick a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas last year, it was like, he could do no wrong. This year, it's not gone as smoothly. And the thing is, and you guys know this, it's never one thing, right? Like, it's the offensive line. It's Nico Collins and Diggs being hurt. It's CJ regressing a little bit. It's the coordinator a little bit. Like, it's all of these things together where they're just not quite playing like they were a year ago. The good news is, though, I think we lose sight of the fact sometimes there's still a lot of football to be played. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes people don't want to hear this, but the reality is it's the teams that are playing the best those last couple weeks of December and then into January that are really, like, clicking. Those are the teams that end up going far in the playoffs. You know, it's the season, there's ups and downs for teams. There's roller coaster. I mean, the Eagles last year were 10-1. Every other team had at least three losses. Hurts was the leading vote-getter for the MVP, you know, or the odds or whatever. Next thing you know, they lose five of their last six. They lose in the first round of the playoffs on the road in Tampa, and the season's just over.
Yeah.
Right? And at this point, November 12th, everybody would have said, oh, Eagles are going to the Super Bowl again. So the Texans still have time as they get these guys back, as they now have, I think, their O-line reconfiguration solidified, and they get Nico back, and they just kind of got to figure out Slowick and Stroud how to get back into that rhythm that they were in a lot of the time last year.
Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. So Ross, looking ahead, we're talking to Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider. Ross, looking ahead, Texans now travel up to Dallas to take on the Cowboys on Monday Night Football, third straight primetime game. Cowboys are the talk of the league this morning. I'm looking up at our TV in the studio here. Everybody's talking about Micah Parsons and Mike McCarthy. What are the Texans getting on Monday with this version of the Cowboys? Are they cooked right now?
Yes, they absolutely are. I don't know how many of your listeners watched the Cowboys-Eagles game on Sunday, but that was ugly. I mean, they set some records for, like, yards per play in a negative way. They were averaging, like, 1.8 yards per play, which is really hard to do. Cooper Rush refuses to drive the ball down the field. It's dinking and dunking, and then the Eagles would just come up and kill whoever they were dinking and dunking into, and the Cowboys could do very little. They did get Micah back on defense. He was helpful, but ultimately it was not enough. That is a game that before the season, probably why it was on Monday Night Football, that everybody would have thought, oh my gosh, wow, Texans, Cowboys, Battle of Texas, you know, two great teams. The Texans, I would say, catching a little bit of a break there to be able to play a Cowboys team without Dak Prescott that looks like they're kind of done.
Who should the Texans want to face? Should they want to face Cooper Rush more or Trey Lance?
It's a good question. So it depends on what type of it's like, what flavor do you like? What kind of ice cream do you like? Cooper yeah. Rush, not as likely to make big plays or to extend plays or any of that, but also not as likely to make mistakes. Trey Lance, to give the Cowboys some explosive plays, could make plays with his legs, but he also looks like he could have a Jared Goff. Like, I mean, Trey Lance, guys, had five interceptions in a preseason game this year.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I've never heard of that. Five interceptions in a preseason game?
I mean, that's really hard to do. Yeah. Makes me happy. That makes me want to see Trey Lance.
I know, it's Trey Texans, Lance.
This Texans defense has really rounded into being the opportunistic bunch we thought they were going to be.
Yes.
That sounds appealing to me. Yeah.
Yep, for sure. Our Odyssey NFL insider is Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Hey, Ross, before we cut you loose, where are you this weekend?
Ooh, I got a heck of a run coming up, fellas. So I got Thursday night, Commanders at the Eagles, Westwood One,
ooh,
national radio. I think you guys carry that. I'm not sure.
We do, yeah. Well, no, that'll be right here on Sports Radio 610. Hell yeah.
I love it. So Commanders, Eagles, Thursday night, then first flight Friday morning to Miami. I'll do the Raiders and the Dolphins on Sunday for CBS.
Nice.
Then, just because I'm a sicko and I have the football-loving disease, Tuesday night, I don't know my game yet, but I'm doing some action on CBS Sports Network. So when we talk next Tuesday, I will be in, I don't know, Central Michigan or Kent
yeah.
State or
Ypsilanti,
somewhere.
Yeah. Kalamazoo.
And then Sunday, I'll have a game in the booth for CBS. They did not announce it yet.
Oh.
So because I always wait for them to announce it first.
Yeah.
But I do know what my game is. And by next Tuesday, they will have announced it. And I will be very excited to tell you guys about it.
Okay. All right. Well, now that's a tease yeah. right there.
Excited about next.
Yeah, how about that?
That's a tease for next Tuesday's appearance. That is the great Ross Tucker. Hey, Ross, we appreciate the time, man. Safe travels, and we're really looking forward to next Tuesday. Have a good one, man.
Sounds great. Mayo, the rest of your show be delicious.
It will be. Thank you. We appreciate that. Ross Tucker joining us here for his weekly visit. Trey Lance is the correct answer to that question, by the way.
Yeah, the opportunity for turnovers, yes, I think, especially. Yeah.